Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, Love Muffins.
Thank you so much, Love Muffins, for listening to The B. Scott Show podcast. Today, I have a really, really special interview to share with you. It's an interview where it's two of my favorite ladies are here with me today, Lena Waithe and Kim Whitley. Lena Waithe, she was the executive producer, along with me, of my show, The 20s After Show. And she has played such an instrumental part in my life in recent years. And anything that she wants me to do or any project that she's working on, I am in full support of. And also, Kim Whitley has always been so supportive of me and my brand. And she's just so funny. Like, she's just so funny. And it feels so great today to be able to have them both take time out to talk to me and to talk to you and to share their excitement about their new Audible series called Kim that's coming out on October 20th. Take a listen. Well, I'm so excited today. This is going to be fun. I have two of my favorite ladies with me, and they decided to do something together, and we're here to talk about it. They have a new series coming out with Audible, and it's called Kim. So we have, you know, Lena Waithe here with us today, and also Kim Whitley. Hey, ladies.
What's up?
Hey, B.
Hey, baby. You know, I want to say this. I'm so happy that Kim could squeeze us in. She is on her lunch break. And that's how you know she keeps a job and a check, okay? Because she is not to be played with.
And a check. Trying to be like Lena. That's what I'm trying to be. That's
Lena gives out the jobs and the checks, okay?
Exactly.
Busy. That one.
So tell me, you know, I'm sure you probably already heard this question a lot, but I think it's just a fundamental good one. How did this come about, this whole concept of having this series on Audible about your life?
Wow. I will say this, B. Lena has, you know, been in my corner for many years, but I remember we were on Master of None, and Lena was like, I got you. Now, this is before the Emmy. She knew where her career was going. And she said, I got you. I see you. I see some things for you. And we started this journey some years ago with this, and it's gone through different changes. And Lena, you know, and Hillman Grad and Audible, I would say, well, Lena, they reimagined a show on Audible that could be an Audible original, a storytelling that is through, you know, the imagination, as I like to say it, because as you hear it, you have to use your own imagination with these great voices. But she stayed on it and said, Kim, this is going to be great. And I'll be honest, I didn't see the vision. I didn't know how fantastic this would be. But once I read the scripts and then I saw the talent that we were bringing, I was floored. So I was, and then just sitting down, you know, Alina's process, where her writers would talk to me, she would talk to me. And I didn't understand the process because that's not my world. But then they created this series that is funny, it's heartfelt, it's smart. So I'm just as floored and excited as everyone who's going to hear this Audible original called Kim.
And it centers around, like what happened about 11 years ago when you got a newborn from a friend, and, you know, and you took on that child as yours, correct?
Yes.
Wow.
It is centered around that. And it's, I would say loosely based on it, but it definitely has stories from that, which, mm-hmm. you know, when that happens, life, you know, unexpected things happen in life. And
how did that happen? I mean, because that is something, you know, I can only imagine me right now. I'm just, you know, living my life and going about mm-hmm. what I normally go about. And then one of my friends said, you know, do you want to be a parent? Here's a baby.
Well, not even imagine not being asked, you know, it's just
given.
Yeah, right. I think that's really, but I think what's great about that is that there was a trust, you know, with Kim in real life. And then also in the fictitious story that, you know, if you leave a kid with Kim, they're going to be okay. And so I think that And that's obviously a quick decision both Kim and real life Kim had to come to. But ultimately raising him, the child in the life and in the show, was something that became a great gift in Kim's life and in all of our lives. But I still think, you know, it just is a prime example of how you never know what's around the corner for yourself, and you cannot ever plan as much as you try to. So I'm just really grateful that we get to tell the story, because it is a wild story, but it's also one that's very real, and it can happen. And I think it sort of gives people, hopefully, a lot of empathy and see the humanity in every character that's in the story.
And Kim, were you surprised about how much information you actually did give up to Lena and her team? Did it get personal?
This is the problem with that question. Because I've known Lena for so long, I didn't feel like it wasn't like a stranger coming or someone that just came from. It just felt like family. We were just talking, and you know, it was easy. And it was like, oh, wait, let me tell you when this happened. And a lot of it, Lena had already, she knew the story.
Yeah, I knew the story. but I also, that's why I knew it, but I think I wanted to sit down and really, you know, have a conversation about it. And I think just because it was so fascinating, but I also thought it was like very loving, and I thought it was very reminiscent also just of our community, and that my grandmother actually took in someone else's child, which I didn't know. I mean, I thought this was just my mom's other sibling, but that didn't happen to look like them. But that's such a part of our community sometimes, is that we take care of each other's children. And we really do believe in the whole idea of it takes a village. And so I think that's also what fascinated me about the whole story, is that this is also a form of community and a new formed family. And I think that's really interesting to hear that story, and also to tell it with humor.
And also too, Lena, did you have any concerns about this type of show just being sound only, just being able to listen to it? Like, so what did you feel that you needed to do because you couldn't see and visually tell the story, what did you feel that you needed to do to make sure that people got everything they needed to take away from these episodes just by listening?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it's definitely a first time for me to do this, although it's not foreign, because I'm aware that these type of stories were told in this way in the beginning on radio. And that's how people, you know, would find their favorite stars at the time, and then would eventually maybe make it cross over to television. So for me, I'm not mad at the kind of going back into how we used to hear stories and how we had to really use our imaginations. But especially now today, in terms of people listening to podcasts and things like that, it's really no different. It's just, the difference is it's scripted. Even though some podcasts, you know, intros and outros are scripted, but this is, to me, a really exciting way of telling the story. And I really tried I had to adjust a few things, but a lot of the stuff I tried to keep as similar as I normally would, because I think when you think about it, you know, it's funny, I heard a story about Jimmy Burrows, obviously he's the director of Will and Grace, of every episode of that show. And then I heard that during rehearsals, he would close his eyes and listen.
Wow.
And I never forgot the anecdote, but I thought that was interesting because it was really about rhythm, listening to them and making sure everything was flowing. And also that was a bit of advice I got as a aspiring writer, as I was trying to find my voice and mimic voices that I would, you know, on television, was to listen to episodes without watching them and pay attention to the rhythms and the beats. And so in a way, this is very much really going back to the beginning in more ways than one for me, because sometimes that's all, you know, you can do. It's like you can listen. And I think you almost kind of engage with the story even more that way, possibly. But we'll see. But I'm excited to hear from folks once they listen to it.
Absolutely.
But yeah. You know, it'd be, I have to say hats off to Lena and her team and Mark Alton Brown, that the writing, because there is writing, there's storytelling. But you have to be a wordsmith and masterful at putting a story together that someone is listening to and not visually. Because a lot of things you can do visually, but you have to be really masterful and and pretty genius to put stories together that causes the human mind to see what you're trying to say.
Absolutely. And I agree with that. Alina's definitely a genius now.
She's a genius. Actors, right? These voice actors, these people came out and they really, what it taught me was I was okay, you know, my voice, but I heard these other actors. I was like, wow, they're good. To really voice act is a whole different ball game.
And speaking of that, let's talk about these guest appearances from these mm-hmm. other actors and personalities. Mm-hmm. So who is going to be on the show?
Wow.
And it's a lot of people, a lot of
Sherry Shepherd. Sherry mm-hmm. Shepherd plays my best friend, Myra.
Okay. Shout out to Sherry and her new show that's doing well.
Yes. Cynthia Jess Hilarious. Jess Hilarious.
Yes. Plays Jennifer. The mother, Javante's birth mother.
Oh, wow. It's okay.
Funny. It's all him.
Very fun.
Love Jess Hilarious.
Yes. We got Cynthia Erivo in there. I pop up in there. The late, great David A. Arnold is a voice. It's really, it is a whole number of folks that, you know, we can be here all day, but it's really an amazing group of people that came together to help tell this story. And we're just super grateful to all of them for taking the time and for being a part of it. And it's extra special for us, obviously, to have David's voice a part of this. And to have his memory live on in this show. And we're really blessed with this cast.
Yeah. And David, I'm very happy because this is one of his last credits that he will be doing. But I was very excited when Lena called me and told me, we got music by Wycliffe John. I was done. I was like, Wycliffe for real? And then I heard the music is perfect for this Audible original. It was fantastic for this show.
Yeah, we love Wycliffe John. Shout out to Wycliffe who did all the music and the little cues you hear in between scenes. He did that. He also scores The Shy for us. So we want to keep it in the family. Nice. And it's just, again, it's such a great group of people that came together to make this happen. So it really is a true blessing that everybody was able to make it happen.
Where are you both hoping that people walk away from feeling like when they listen to the show?
First of all, I'm happy. I hope they just laugh. That's one thing, because it is a comedy.
And don't we need to do more of that, is laugh?
Yes, absolutely.
And laughing at real life situations. Like they're, you know, laughing at what happens with all of us. I hope they walk away with knowing that there's a little bit of all of us in all these characters. You're going to know somebody in these characters. And I hope they walk away with wanting more. That's the most important thing. Like, I can't get enough of that. And I want some more.
I agree. I hope people laugh. I hope they can relate. I hope they can, you know, hear themselves in the show or hear someone familiar to them. That's the main thing. They can feel less alone when they hear these stories and hear these characters.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to listen to the first episode that comes out on October 20th, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And how many episodes is it in total?
Eight.
Eight. Oh, my goodness.
Eight half-hour episodes.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Yes. Well, I want to thank you both for stopping by the show to discuss this wonderful show, Kim, coming out October 20th on Audible. And I got to let Kim get back to making that, you know, that check and that bag, honey. But I want the exclusive. You can talk about what you're doing, please let me know, okay?
I appreciate you having us on to talk about this new adventure here. And then we'll talk about the next.
But no, that's right.
Absolutely. You know, Lena, I love you. Anything that I can do to help you, because you are just the best. And I just love how you pay it forward with everyone. And we need more energy like that in the world. So anytime they see your name coming up, and I was like, yes, immediately, yes, just whatever she wants. Just let's do it.
I love that.
Absolutely. Yes, well, I appreciate that. That's that community I was talking about.
Yeah.
I am here for you both, and I am grateful for you both, and God bless you both. And I can't wait to listen this October 20th to this new series. And I know it's going to be great. Kim on Audible. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, Love Muffins. I am so excited to listen to the first episode of Kim on Audible. You know, it's to me, from what I just heard, I just can't wait to visualize all the things that I'm listening to and relating to real life moments that everyone has in their family. I encourage you all to listen to Kim on Audible October 20th. Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on lovebscott.com. We'll be right back.